Let us bring in a man that has had quite a morning already with nothing to do with the weather. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to get into that yet, but let's talk about the weather. And what we have to clarify first is that the rain that we'll have today, tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday has nothing to do with Florence. In fact, the rain we had yesterday was the leftovers from Gordon. Now the rain is being caused by a front extending from, let's say, just about eastern New York State down to Texas. The front is moving slowly. In time, will stall or weaken or become diffuse. Just enough of a jolt for the atmosphere to cause showers and thunderstorms today, Wednesday, and Thursday. All 3 days near 80, which is a lot better than we had, and the night 65 to 70. Any of these thunderstorms, as you know, could contain heavy rain, but nothing severe. Okay, so we're through Thursday. So even on Friday, there could be some showers around. But still, that has nothing to do with Florence. Florence is a dangerous Category 4 hurricane. 140-mile-per-hour winds, sustained, folks, sustained, and moving west-northwest at a forward speed of about 10 to 15 miles an hour now. So it picked up some forward speed, but there's a problem there, too. We had a buoy report, 23-foot wave heights close by to Florence overnight. Just a ferocious storm of the likes that the U.S. East Coast hasn't seen in quite some time. Here's the problem. It's moving northwestward now, but as it approaches the North Carolina coast or the South Carolina coast, it's going to slow down to a crawl because there's another high over the Midwest. And it's sort of going to be bucking that high. And that's where the computer's having a problem. Will it be the North Carolina coast? Will it be the South Carolina coast? I don't know. It's going to be right in between. And it may sit there for a while before it does a loop. And then it may take off either to the north-northeast, and like Gordon did, affect us next Tuesday, a week from today, in the form of rain. Or it could take off northwest and wind up over Ohio and not affect us at all. One thing is for sure, from what I could see now, it will be Florence that will give us a nice weekend. And we could use it. We could definitely use a nice weekend. So if I was anybody along, let's say from Virginia Beach down to Myrtle Beach, I'd be out of there right now.
My daughter lives in Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach is definitely right on the edge there. And if the storm were to stall over Hatteras, Virginia Beach is going to get belted. Now, I believe Hampton County is under mandatory evacuation orders. So you better check with your daughter because I think she's in Hampton County.
I have to check with her today then.
Check with her. I'm almost positive that, coastal Virginia, the Virginia Cape, so to speak, are mandatory evacuation. The modeling that I've seen is incredible. The Euro, in particular, says that between Friday and Sunday, there are parts of North Carolina that will get up to 45 inches of rain. Now, that's not imaginable to me. I remember getting 20 inches up at my lake in one day, and that was when I was stranded at the lake. I couldn't even get out, and I was scared to death. So 45 inches to me is unbelievable. It'll be historical. And the other thing that we have to remember that is if this storm does stall, the way our computer models are telling us, the coastal areas are going to get battered with hurricane force plus winds for hours and hours and hours. This is looking to be more of a disaster than I would even want to imagine. So folks, we're going to just pray. Pray for everybody down along the coast there, and hopefully they're sending different planes around the hurricane, and these I think it's called Gulfstream. These Gulfstream planes monitor the conditions around the storm, send the data back, and they put it in the computer models, and it helps the computer models to determine more specifically where the storm is going. Our government is spending a lot of money on this, and rightfully so, because there's a lot of lives and property at stake here, and they're spending a lot of money and doing a lot of work on it. So you should all keep in touch with the latest advisories. We'll keep you posted as well. I can tell you from the standpoint that there are other storms. There's Isaac, a tropical storm now that's going to go south of Puerto Rico. Whatever left of Isaac will follow up along the east coast, but just offshore. It's only going to do one thing. It's just going to help create more rip currents and strong surf up and down the east coast. Then we have Helene, which is a hurricane east of the Azores. That is going to turn north. That will not affect us. There is a system down in the Gulf of Mexico that I think will become a tropical storm. And I think that is going to head for Texas, whether it becomes a tropical storm or not. Texas is in for unbelievable amounts of rain. And that would be, by the way, we were up to I, so that would be Joyce. If they give it a name, it'll be Tropical Storm Joyce. All of this happening at once. So I'm very, very busy. I've been getting calls all morning long with film clients and everything that are in the areas, what to do. And I have to have computer problems. And Marshall is always there to help me. My first computer problem that Marshall don't even know about, I spoke to the IT man yesterday because even though I wasn't here, I was here. And I was working, trying to get everything ready for this morning. And I said to him, what's the story with Word? Because it says that it's not if it's not activated by the 11th, I'm not going to have use of it. Don't worry, I spoke with Microsoft, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Okay, great. As of 5 a.m. this morning, Word is now frozen. It will not let me do a thing. It will not even let me change the time on the form. It won't let me copy and paste. So I can't even copy the forecast and paste it into an email to update all my clients. I can't do a thing, not a thing. So that was number one. Number two, I'm getting complaints about the audio. Marshall right away came to the rescue, told me what I have to do. I will have to do that today. And then it's quiet now. The other computer, the fan, started revving up so loud that I wouldn't be able to speak to you people on our Skype line until I went back in back of the computer and I pressed on where the fan is and I got the noise to stop. And that... So that was the only thing I was able to rectify. So I have my hands full, and I have to tell you, I never get headaches, but today I have a headache. Tylenol, I mean, the actual pounding headache.
Tylenol or Aleve.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take that, and I don't believe in medicine either. But so that is the scoop. And Marshall, I tried Google Docs. I don't know enough about Google Docs it doesn't even do like a save as or... it does a share, but it doesn't have a save as. I can't put it back into my folder where all the forecasts are. So I just gave up on that. Yeah. And I have nothing to do at this point but to wait for my IT guy to call me and figure out what he is going to do with Microsoft Word.
And, that could be causing a lot of problems on your computer itself. So, so we'll see, but I'm going to forward you that other link as soon as
the link.
Yeah, as soon as I get off. In the 8 o'clock hour.
It wasn't like I wasn't aware of this the problem with Word.
Yeah,
I was, and I even checked with him on Saturday before I left for the lake, and he says, "Don't worry, I'll have it all done and ready." Okay, great. So I sent him a few emails. He knows I'm in a panic. The other thing I have to tell you is that the weekend was the second most horrible weekend I have spent at the lake. The first one was the picnic when we got the 4 inches of rain. It was not supposed to rain Saturday up there, and it started raining just about the time we were shooting, 12:30 in the afternoon.
And you had occasional heavy downpours, right?
That is correct.
That's what we had up here.
You had it too, and it wasn't supposed to rain. You know that, Marshall.
Occasionally, all of a sudden, you'd look out and...
Right. And it rained Saturday night heavy. It rained Sunday. All our outdoor shoots were canceled, which was half of them. And we did all our stuff inside. And even that, it was rough. It was very, very rough. You know, you have to lug equipment in and out and the whole bit and pouring rain. It's just, I could not wait to get home. That's, I just couldn't. If it wasn't for the movie, I would have never stayed there this weekend. You know, we just figured, well, we got to get the indoor scenes done. Yeah. So we had to stay there. There was no choice, but no heat in the cabin. I wasn't going to put the heat on Saturday night because I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, it's 61 degrees outside. Inside it was 67, 68. We could live with it.
It's damp. No.
It was damp, but I had no idea that the temperature was going to fall. Sunday morning was 51. Outside, inside 57.
Yeah. It's cold.
You know, Marshall, I get up, get dressed to go to church, and I'm looking out, I'm seeing it pouring rain, and I'm just thinking to myself, Marshall's right. When am I going to give this up? When am I going to give this up? Because it's just a thankless thing. You know, by the way, the rules and regulations, the survey went out, the members voted it down. Yeah. The president is not happy. Rumor is that she's resigning for the second time.
maybe the second time is the charm.
So I have no idea. You know what? I don't really care. I knew the members were going to vote it down, and good for her, you know, because she tried to sneak it through. Yeah. So, you know, all of this, and you just shake your head and you say, what for? I mean, I have a nice warm house that I could have been in with a nice warm shower. And here I am, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, no shower. Freezing cold, damp, like you said, and kind of miserable. Then I come back to this.
Sell it and take that money and use various vacations. Sell.
You may not be off the mark.
My favorite line from Trading Places. Sell, Mortimer, sell.
Yeah. So that's it, folks. And again, I'm very, very concerned about Florence. I have to tell you that.
Well, I'm going to speak to my daughter a little bit later on today.
Yeah, please. Make sure that she knows what's going on. I'm sure they've contacted her by phone or she's heard it on the news, but I'm almost positive that is what was coming down, trickling down to us. And I'll keep you posted on that and send me the link and I'll be off and running with that.
All right, Pat.
Thank you, Marshall.
Have a better day.
I hope so.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a forecast, the hurricane, and the problems.